This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I very much appreciate the time that you want to spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly and honestly being part of the process. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with. David Fish is going to join us after the first break here. And, you know, there's a lot going on in the market. There's a lot of ups and downs, and I know some of you get really nervous and really freaky about it. But as David says, you know, and he's been right. I got to tell you, he's been right most of the time. I can't say 100%, but I can attest to the fact that at least 99% of the time he's been on it. And so you need to have some information as to what to do with your money, how to do with your money, that kind of stuff. Now, for some of you, I know that sometimes after the show's over, you start, you know, you're not in a whole religious thing, and you're not in a God thing, and sometimes, all right, so here's the deal with that, right? If it's not for you, it's not for you. Let's start off there. But number two is, to my Christian listeners, to my religious slash Christian slash Catholic, whatever, listeners, you know, you may not agree with this, but either God's first in your life or he's not. And if you're ashamed that you can't live out your belief, like, look, I don't shove my belief systems at a board level, at a school board. I don't shove my belief systems down the throats of those I work with. You ask any of them? I've never gone to them and said, brother, do you know Jesus? Because you know. No, I don't do that. If they want to know more about what I believe, and some of them have asked me, you know, why do I say what I say when I know the heat I'm going to take? Well, because I know it to be truth. I mean, I could give you all kinds of examples where, based on my belief system, I have fought for a student, and not a Christian student necessarily. I don't know what their religious belief is, but I have fought for students' rights because it's the right thing to do. So anyhow, you know, you get into those situations, you need to live out your belief. You need to do what you're called to do. If you believe in God, if you believe that prayer in God will help keep a, not, and remember, it's not just, right? Faith without works. I love these people say, well, prayer isn't going to keep a school safe. No kidding. But if you're like me, I pray over the schools. I pray over what I'm doing. I pray for guidance. I seek wisdom, like the Bible says. And I just don't pray for God to keep the schools safe. I put the school, or help try to put the school in a situation where it will be safe. You seek out security exits. You seek out nutritional exits. You seek out building experts, right? You don't just pray and go, all right, God, please lead us and help us build this school properly so it doesn't fall apart. No! That's a wasted prayer. That's like taking a drink of gasoline and asking God to bless the liquid you're putting in your body. You're a moron. Doesn't work that way. All right, I'll get off of this. Anyway, the gay community is going to get mad at me, but this really has nothing to do with whether they're gay or not, or whether somebody's a gay or a lesbian. But when you take a pride flag and you replace the military flags at a VA hospital with all pride flags, why would you do that? It makes no sense. And I'll tell you why I say that, okay? Because everybody in the hospital is gay or lesbian. Is that what you're saying? What percentage might be? Why is it the American flag and the veterans flags and all those flags get to be taken down because you want to prove a point? What's the point you're proving? That you can browbeat somebody into submission to do what you want? It doesn't change the hearts and minds of people by doing it that way. Matter of fact, you push them further away from your cause. So, the flags around where hospitals is, Fort Wayne VA Hospital. The flags were taken down, or the military flags, and the one flag it was replaced with was the rainbow flag. I don't get what point they're trying to make. Again, that you can browbeat somebody into doing something they don't want to do. Now, June is celebrated as Pride Month. Yeah, all around the country. All right, so it's Gay Pride Month or LGBTQ Pride Month, whatever it is. And that's fine. I don't, whatever. But that doesn't mean you get to force everybody to do what you want them to do. So when it comes to Italian Pride Month in October, do I get to force you guys all to fly the Italian flag? Only eat Italian food? You can dress kind of Italian. I mean, seriously. I'm trying to understand the mindset here, right? The VA Northern Indiana Healthcare System issued the following statement. Logistically, we could not add a flag without removing a flag from the poles outside our VA rather than single out one military branch to be temporarily replaced with the LGBT flag. We chose to remove all of them. Well, isn't that just honoring our vets? Right? Why didn't they fly the LGBTQ or the rainbow flag underneath, maybe in the middle? There was five flags. Why not just fly it in the middle one, underneath it looks like the RB flag? Why not do that? Wouldn't that have been fair and balanced if you would? See, I don't get it. They're so worried about being politically correct that they're willing to pretty much make a fool of themselves. Again, no big deal with Gay Pride Month. Big deal with putting our vets down over it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Come back. David Fisher joins us. We're going to talk about the economy and your money and what you're going to do with it. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346 Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
That's one of my favorites. Though. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, David Fisher joins us, as he always does. And, you know, the thing, I only bring people on that I really trust, that I really believe in. And I got to tell you something. He's been right. He's helped a lot of our listeners in the past. Give him a, you really should check this out. Take a listen and find out what you should be doing with your money. David Fisher joins us, I'll call him. He doesn't call him. I'll call him my financial expert. I always love when he's on with me, and he gives us such clear insight as to what's going on in the markets, what's going on with your money, and how to keep more of your money in your pocket. David, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. Hey, you always ask me a lot of questions. I got to ask you one. Catch you off guard a little bit. What's this going on with the California? They want to break up into three states. What's your take on that?
God bless them. No, I think what it is there's such, it really is like three different universes. Actually, it's like six different universes. But depending on what part of the state you're in, you really do think you're in a different country, because it's totally different in north of Sacramento
It's a totally different world. It's different in the center of the state and different in Southern California. But here's my fear. Give you something to chew on and what have you is, you know, think about this.
I think you're going to say the same fear that I have. I hope you're going to say this.
Well,
I'm
a couple
bring
of things.
Up my fear.
One is, we add more senators. We add.
Ah, exactly right, and they're all so liberal.
Yeah, I mean, God forbid, it might get worse at the federal level. It might be better in these little areas of the state, but man, you're adding more. It's scary. How's that?
So my last question, and we'll move on to what you want to talk. Ask me questions about. So where's the California debt going to go? How are they going to break that up?
Oh, God. You know what? There's the next argument. And I think the people who brought it or bringing this didn't really think it all the way through. I mean,
I heard an interview this today. I completely concur. It was like, yeah, they're talking about all the benefits, but what about who's going to fund the bills, our financial obligations? Where's the debt going to go? They didn't even mention that. That's the biggest problem we're facing. California is faced and our country faces. But anyway, enough about California. Ask away. What do you want to learn today?
Okay. Well, I want to learn about the markets. They're always very, I mean, when you're not familiar with them and all you hear, you wake up in the morning, you hear, oh, my God, we've dropped 300 points or we've done this, we've done. You know, they were calm at the beginning of the week. And then yesterday, stocks went down and gold went up. And today, stocks are flat. Gold is up. And enlighten us, please.
Well, first of all, I hate to look at short-term gyrations in the market, but there was something that caused it. The Fed came out yesterday. They talked, and they made an announcement, and they raised the Fed lending rate a quarter of a point again. So this is the seventh after they've been doing rate hikes. This is the seventh. There's two more projected this year. When that happened, you can look at intraday trading charts. Stocks went down. Gold shot up. Which confirmed, now, when I say shot up, I'm not saying we had this incredible gain. It went up $5-6. It's up again today. Stocks were higher today. Now they're down today, as we're talking right now. So there's uncertainty. Interest rates going up is not good for businesses. And the Fed is trying to normalize the rates to get to a normal rate, and that affects stocks and usually says we're going to have trying to tame inflation, which inflationary environments are good for gold. So that's what's going on.
Wow. And you know, by the Fed raising the rates, now, you know, it tells us something, but you've been talking for years now. Where the Fed is going with this. Let's talk a little bit about them raising the rates and they're unwinding their balance sheet again. What does this bring to us? What does this mean to us?
Well, they're pulling away. You know, there's been a party, free money or cheap money at a quarter of a point for almost a decade. They created all this money through quantitative easing and they injected it in the system and it was cheap. And so, and you know, when you're given money, it's like, hey, it's a party. You know, when the money goes away and we're going to sell the money into the market in the form of treasuries, it has a negative effect. And so, you know, ironically, since we're talking about this, and this is the Fed unwinding their balance sheet, they're on course for unwinding it. That's why you're seeing this market volatility this year. It's because of the Fed. It's not tariffs, although tariffs get tied to it. And there is some, you know, problems with tariffs and you know, when the EU, when Britain wants to break away through Brexit and the EU, you know, when that completely happens, you'll see some market volatility. You'll see some of that. But most of this is on the backdrop of the Fed unwinding or selling treasuries and creating a surplus, a gluttony of treasuries by the Treasury. And so this creates another problem, which is going to cause a bubble to burst next year or the year after. But here's the thing, Joe. What happened last night while we were sleeping, the European ECB, European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, also are falling now in the footsteps of the Fed. They're forecasting inflation. They gave a big surprise that they said that the GDP for 2018 is falling from 2.4% to 2.1%. To put in perspective, the U.S. is at 3.1%. But they're also going to stop buying their bonds. just like the Fed stopped buying treasuries, they're going to follow in the same footsteps that the Fed is doing. And they are going to start raising rates probably sometime after the summer of 2019. So they're going to get to normalize rates too. This is going to have a negative effect on the global economy. So, I mean, we're going to have to start this. That's why gold is up today, because this announcement came during open markets while the European markets were open while we were sleeping. And, you know, this is a reflection of and confirming everything I've been saying, what's going to happen a couple years from now when the ECB jumps in full with both feet. It's going to cause global problems because we have a huge debt structure on central banks, just what the Fed did in creating all this money. ECB did it also. Now they have to go the reverse opposite direction. They're just about a year and a half to 2 years behind the Fed.
It's always perfect timing. When he comes back in the next segment, you really have to have a solid understanding of what's going on in the markets and know what to do with your money. You know, you heard me ask him, or you've heard me ask him in the past, how does the normal, doesn't sound right, but how does the normal 9-to-5er, how does the guy just trying to work his job know what to do with his money, know how to break it up, know what to do? You know, some of you are renting or you're buying or what have you, but as he says all the time, it's real estate, it's stocks, it's bonds, it's precious metals, and it's having cash somewhere hidden in the house. I'm Joe Messina, your host. More with David Fisher after the break. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's been
been said. Any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I know how precious time can be, and I, you know, how quick and how fleeting it can be, if you would, and how quick it can go. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. Let's just get back. I'll try it in English this time. Let's get right back to David Fisher. I always appreciate the information that he imparts on us.
We're back at it with David Fisher again. Always enjoy when he's with me. As I love to say, plain, simple English about finances. I've learned a lot from him over the years. It has helped me kind of tighten up my wallet, if you would, or strengthen my wallet. And, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, why, first of all, why is this all important? And, you know, we talk about globalism a lot on the show in general, and it seems that, you know, when Europe takes a nosedive, we take a nosedive. When Europe's doing well, we seem to do okay, too. Should we be that tied in with them?
Well, there's a direct correlation, yes, because we do live in a global society, because the dollar trades globally. That's one reason. All countries have, and this is why tariffs are important, because it affects what you call the gross domestic product. And a gross domestic, I talk for a living here, a gross domestic product is the best way to measure a country's economy. It's the total value of everything that is produced by all the people, whether they're citizens or not, in that country through companies. It doesn't matter, you know, where this is happening, what state or province. It's all the things that are produced within that country's boundaries. Also, by you have to count in what the government is doing, and that's the production of GDP. Now, let's put this in perspective. In 2017, China was the world's largest economy, Joe, for the third year in a row. It produced $23.1 trillion of economic output, according to the World Factbook. The European Union was second, generating $19.9 trillion, and together those countries represented almost 40% of the world's economic output. The United States is number 3. We were number 1 for about 5 years, from 2007 to 2012-ish, 6 years, 2013. The United States is number 3 at $19.4 trillion. When you put these three countries together, China and entities, European Union is not a country, and the United States, we represent almost 50% of the world's economy, and no other economy comes close to these three. The fourth is, excuse me, let me start over. The fourth is India, dropping way down to under 10 trillion. Japan is at 5 trillion, and Germany is at 4 trillion. So obviously these three entities, the United States, China, and the European Union, is very important because they lead the charge. Well, now this is starting to come full circle, why China wants to launch their currency tied to oil and that can be converted to gold. Now, don't get all of shooken up and say, let's learn Mandarin or anything like that. The Chinese yuan is not going to overtake the dollar in the very near future or anything like that. But this is why, since they're the largest economy, why they want to have their currency trade internationally. The euro trades internationally. The United States dollar trades internationally. This is why they want to do it. They have a larger economy. And when the largest economy, last year China grew at 6.7%, we grew at 2.3%. We're trying to get to 3. We hit a few quarters of it, but we're pulling back. It affects our country. And this is why trade deficits are important, because it helps. When you don't have a trade deficit, it actually does help grow your economy. So this is why President Trump, it's all tied in together. You want to have a growing economy. That's why he lowered taxes, so we could stimulate job growth, company growth, and grow the economy. So now he's doing the other side. Let's take care of tariffs, and let's try and help grow the economy by getting our country's products and services outside of our country on a cheaper way, so that the rest of the country wants to buy our products to lower this trade deficit. So it's all tied in together.
You know, when you talk about trade deficits, and I'm kind of, you know, I've got my notes in front of me, and I kind of jumps the shark a little bit, but, you know, this Canadian thing that's going back and forth with Trudeau and our president and what have you, and you know, our president, again, I love the guy. I wish he would just hang off on the tweets at times, just a little bit, not a whole bunch, but the, you know, I looked it up and looked into it. In Canada, it's a 270% dairy tax, if you would, or what do they call it? I lost my mind here. I got tax stuck in my head. It's a tariff. It's a 270% tariff on dairy products coming into Canada from the U.S. How is that fair, David? How does that help us? Or it doesn't, does it?
Well, those just got put in place in reference to the tariffs that we put in place. Do you know what the actual trade deficit is with Canada and the United States?
You know what? I think I do, but I'm going to let you tell me.
Here's what's misleading, and I don't know if President Trump is not getting correct data, but what he is saying is incorrect. I love our president, and I support him in almost everything, but when something is not being said correctly, either because he does not have the proper information in front of him. But I went to our sources, the United States Office of U.S. Trade Representative. You can go there, too. It's on the Internet. It's easy to be found. There is not a trade deficit with Canada. We have a trade surplus. Here's the numbers. U.S. exports and on goods, we have a deficit of $17.5 billion. With Canada. But when you have to add goods and services, because that's the full picture, not just a piece of the pie. When you add that, we have a surplus of $8.4 billion, because U.S. imports are $341.2 billion, and that's exports, and imports are $332.8 billion. So we have a trade surplus with Canada at $8.4 billion, not a deficit. This is not my opinion. This is not President Trump's opinion, although he holds different what he said. This is our country that reports the figures at the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. You can go look on the Internet for yourself. It's public information. It's just like saying, how much is the country bringing in? How much are we spending? What's the national deficit? National debt? All those are public figures. This is just the same as that. So it's misleading when you only add one side of the equation. Now, I know what President Trump wants to do, and I support him. He wants to make America great. This is why you saw the rhetoric elevate between Canada and the United States, in my belief, is because they're not on the same page. They're not talking about the same apples to apples. They're talking about two different fruits, apples and oranges. When you look at the whole picture, there is no trade deficit with Canada.
Interesting. So
You think he's getting just bad information from the people around him?
I think so. Because I think Trump, I'm going to give President Trump the benefit of the doubt. I don't think he's being deceptive. I don't think he's lying. I think he's being told what he needs to be told to help make America great. You know, news agencies does this all the time. Fox News.
All news sources are true and real. Don't you know that, David?
This is why I didn't go to a news source. I went to the government that says here's the numbers. You know, unfortunately, there's not too many news sources talking about this. So this is a good reason why you and I have this conversation, because you know it's alternative news. But, you know, the people are smart. They can go to the Internet and type in the U.S. Office of the U.S. Trade Representative and find the numbers out. It's a publicly listed thing. Yeah. So it's unfortunate that the news wants to beat up on President Trump. And there's news that wants to support President Trump when sometimes the facts might not be fully accurate. There's only one side of the story. So, I mean, but that's why we got to look and verify. Trust and verify, as they say.
Yeah, well, yes. You know, we got to go for a quick break here, but when we come back, let's get in a little bit more to, you know, do we see any? Are we seeing any benefits from the tariffs yet? And we're going to talk about the gold market a little bit. What's going on in the gold market? Yeah, things have changed quite a bit since you started with the show, and I want to talk a little bit about that. We'll be back in a second.
Always, 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 always appreciate the man's time with us. And you should, too. Think about this. He's always been an honest guy. He's always helped out our listeners, our people. So, again, I appreciate the time that you're spending listening to him. I appreciate the time that he's spent putting this information together. Man, I'll tell you what. I love the fact that the left goes crazy every time Trump does a tweet, you know, over what's going on with the... Well, I guess we can't call him... Can we call him Rocket Man anymore? Because he's not doing it, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Although I never saw this movie. This was Rocky Horror 6 or so, right? You wouldn't know. Is that what that was? No, never. I didn't have to see it. I would go by the theaters and I would see who's outside the theater and thought, I don't want to be locked in a theater with those people. Not going to happen. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get back at it because you need to know what to do with the coinage you have in your pocket.
We're back with our buddy David Fisher. Always enjoy when he's on the show. And it's kind of, some of you think it's a joke, but I'm serious. I mean, he explains finances in plain, simple English. Talk about, the precious metals market, stocks and real estate and what have you. And you have to have a well-rounded understanding of your money, of your assets, if you would, before you can make any decisions. You can't make decisions with blindfold. You can't drive with a blindfold around. You know what I'm saying? And David helps enlighten us in those areas. David, always, 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 always appreciate the time that you're with. I appreciate your time. I know others do, too, that you're with me.
You know, you and I have been going back and forth with tariffs for a long time, and again, it's a matter of how you're looking at it and the information you're getting, right? So are you seeing any benefits or upside? Before you get rolling here, I almost see the tariffs at times with the president when I see what he's doing. He's almost using them as a bargaining chip to get a fair playing, playing field. What do you think?
Well, I think that's true, and I totally support him. I think the tariffs are needed, especially when we're dealing with China. I'd say, you know, our allies with Canada and Mexico, that's a whole other story. I don't see the effectiveness of it. And the European Monetary Union, there's not a whole lot of effectiveness there. It's more of, you know, it's a positioning and a bargaining chip, like you said. But China, you know, they for years they've been stealing our technology.
Oh, yeah.
Through transfer data technology. I mean, we have to give that up when we want to go create a product in China, and so it's not beneficial to us that they steal our data, use it, replicate it, and call it their own. And they've been doing that for years. So that's why tariffs are going on with China. And will it work? I don't know. I don't think so. There's no data that shows a tariff war actually works economically, where any country benefits. And, you know, we're not actually in a full-blown tariff war as of yet, but it will start next month. And that's the concern. It might affect markets. It might not. I think the markets are not, in my opinion, I'll be surprised if the market has a big hiccup once tariffs go in across the board. I think there's going to be sectors, the steel industry, the aluminum industry, the dairy industry, the soybean industry. Those are industries that are going to be affected. I mean, there was a person today being interviewed on CNBC that was moving forward in a product that was going to create some jobs in America. This is before tariffs were being talked about. And now, and they did the original analysis, and they were moving forward, getting ready to for the production. They stopped, and now that tariffs are being talked about being put in place, they're not going to make any money, and they won't be able to add, you know, any jobs to this. So tariffs are not always a beneficial thing, and according to the World Bank, U.S. tariffs could trigger another financial crisis. That just came out June 6th. So who knows the outcome? I hate to say that in news, because that's what you're never supposed to say. Well, we will wait and see, and as the old news adage is, don't say that. But it is kind of time will tell, but history being the teller of time, it shows no benefit to this, but I understand the motivation that President Trump is doing, and I support him in trying to make America great.
Well, you know, we don't. I didn't spy you earlier, but what do you think the North Korean, not the summit, but this whole thing with North Korea, is it having any financial effect? Because I got to tell you, I don't see the Chinese as seeing this as a good thing, because now they may not be that economic engine for North Korea, if North Korea gets mainstreamed, right?
Well, you know, the good thing is that President Trump is trying to make those countries in that area step up to the plate, economically, financially, and also negotiating. So he's just trying, in my opinion, I think President Trump is trying to be the catalyst to get this thing under control. I mean, let's look at the alternative. We'd be firing nuclear weapons at each other, if not now, in the near future. I mean, so I love this environment compared to where it was 6-8 months ago. So, you know, my hat's off to President Trump. Did we fix anything? No, not really. Did we create any liability? Possibly, because, you know, as the old adage is, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. The North Koreans have been known to play games. So President Trump, he's just, this is his way of negotiating, giving some accolades, and the press doesn't like that because they're saying that he's going to get taken advantage of, and he might. And by his own admittance, they might play a game. But he's the kind of guy that adjusts quickly. That's what wise business people do that are successful. They see the current environment, and they adjust. And when the environment changes, they're a chameleon, and they have to change their colors and adjust.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this president that a lot of presidents have just not been able to do.
You know,
so I think there's some benefits there.
Well, you hit the nail on the head, which I tell people all the time. You can't go in to the person you want to negotiate / talk with and say, oh, by the way, you're a brutal dictator. Everybody hates you. You need to stop killing people. And can we have peace in the region?
You know what I mean? You can't do that.
He knows the brutalness. I mean, that's all public information. Everybody in America and most of the people outside of America know how brutal the dictatorship has been in North Korea and the Kim Jong-un and also his predecessor, his dad, you know, and all the fatalities, even family members. I mean, that's all. But you got to move. President Trump's able to set that aside for the bigger picture. Would we rather have millions of people die with nuclear weapons and that be that brutal? He'll be blamed for that.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to pick your battles, the lesser of two evils. And I think he put out an olive branch to see what's going to happen. Did we solve anything? No. I don't know if we should, you know, do away with war games. And I don't want to call them that, but that's in essence what they are. I think that's backing away. We should keep them. As long as he's not pulling troops out until we have a written agreement, I think we're fine.
Right. So let's hit a little bit on the gold market itself. You know, I mean, let's look inside the gold market. What's going on with gold and precious metals right now?
Well, there's a big influx of big money coming into the gold market right now. I saw a change from January till last month. It was pretty much flat. I'm talking about big money now. I mean, we're talking central bank money. We're talking about hedge fund money. We're talking about the sentiments of hedge fund money. So there's a big, it's like, almost like the light switch turned on. Now you're not seeing that reflective too much in the price, but this is how this was what causes price movement, is volume of buying versus volume of betting that it's going to go down, green the market. So there's been a big change in about the last month. And I'm not the only one seeing it. My industry is starting to see it. I'm talk with large purchasers and sellers in my industry called wholesalers. And there is a change in the wind in the gold market. Now, what's causing that is I think people see some economic challenges coming. Central banks see it coming. Our deficit surged to $530 billion in May, according to the Congressional Budget Office. We're not paying our bills, obviously. They're seeing the problems come. Smart Money, 2 months ago at a conference in New York, 25 billionaires that were more anti-gold, at least 23 out of the 25 were anti-gold for the most of their sentiments when they talk about gold. And most of the time they don't talk about gold, but when they do, it's usually anti. Now they're pro-gold. They're bulls. So big money is saying, get some gold right now. Because we're going to have some problems as we move forward. So there's a shoring up of this. The demand is increasing. The supply from production side has been in the negative for the last 3 years. So there's no big supplies out there right now. And, you know, all the other peripheral things, like the Social Security saying we're going to go bankrupt by 6 years from now, and Medicare saying pretty much the same thing, 8 years. All those things, and higher interest rates to service the debt and the Treasury's baloney, all those things we've been talking about, that is also in my report called Bubbles Bursting, which will cause the next great deflate. That's all being talked about and coming more to the surface on the inside of gold buying.
Interesting. You know, you've been saying that for a long time. You know, it's not just all gold. You're very open about the fact that, you know, it needs to be gold, and you got about a minute. It needs to be gold, real estate, and all of that. But I don't want to cut you short, too. You know, people need to sign up for your newsletter, right?
Well, absolutely. We have a newsletter called Lock Your Doors. Lock Your Doors to keep honest people honest. There's something getting ready to happen where people want to get into your money. Read my newsletter, you'll learn about it.
I like it.
Things that caused 2007 are now getting the green light to cause another 2007 in the near future. And I think it's going to be again 2019 or 2020.
All right, so you have to head over to LandmarkGold.com. That's LandmarkGold.com. So you're going to be able to find out, you know, really what's going on. David's an upright, honest guy. You need to get with him and figure out what to do with your money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Have a great rest of the day, and God bless.